Senator, from your book, A Gathering of Heroes, I was taken with a story about how you went to Vietnam to defend the boy from your district in Kelvin, Oklahoma. His name was Randy Herod. He was charged with murder in Vietnam. Tell us the nature of that charge.
Well, it was a squad. There were six of them on patrol. It was nighttime, and they wiped out a Vietnamese village, and they charged them with murder. Five of the six had been convicted, and Randy was the patrol leader, and they saved him to last. We tried the case in Vietnam. Randy had been awarded the Silver Star for saving Oliver North's life.
And how was that?
Well, he had thrown his body across Oliver North and protected him. A heroic act. But they refused to give him the Silver Star, even after he was acquitted. So I filed a lawsuit that he had been discharged from the Marine Corps, and I filed a lawsuit in civil court here in the United States District Court in the Eastern District. The judge ordered them to award the Silver Star, and they come down. At that time, we had a Marine contingent at the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot here at McAllister. They brought the Commandant of the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps band down, and we presented the Silver Star to them with a great deal of flair.
Had to make you feel awfully good.
Oh, it felt good. But anyhow, that was an exciting deal.
Yes. Also, in your book here, A Gathering of Eagles, I'm interested in this story here, the Reverend Wade Watts, and the title of it is That Stuff Jesus Said Do. Who was the Reverend Wade Watts?
Reverend Wade Watts was a black preacher here in McAllister. He was state president of NAACP for many years and led them. He was in the Selma March with Martin Luther King. And the Ku Klux Klan kind of targeted him, and they come to McAllister for a big rally for the stated purpose of killing Reverend Watts. We saw that that didn't happen. But Reverend Watts believed in nonviolent persuasion, and he began to work on the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Sometimes they called him the Cyclops, and other times they called him other terms, the Grand Dragon. But anyhow, Wade ended up converting that guy to Christianity. But before that happened, they had a big debate at the Mabee Center there in Tulsa, and it may have been the biggest crowd they ever had in the Mabee Center.
A debate?
A debate.
Between?
Between Reverend Wade Watts and Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. What eventually happened, the Reverend converted him to Christianity, and they went on a evangelist tour across the country.
How about that?
That's one of the great victories of all time.
Yeah. Is that Watts of J.C. Watts' family?
J.C.'s uncle.
Okay.
J.C.'s uncle.
All right. That stuff Jesus said do. Many of these stories that we have in this book, it's really funny, easy reading. Lloyd Rader, that's a name that's by now everybody kind of takes for granted. And we have the Lloyd Rader Detention Center here, but he was the head really of welfare and set it up in the state of Oklahoma. Is that true?
We eventually put about half of all government agencies under Lloyd Rader. He had a knack of making them work better.
The story is a sick kitten for Mr. Rader. What does that mean?
Mr. Rader was a very powerful man, and the sick kitten was the school for the deaf and the school for the blind. They just never did get funded very well, and we transferred them to Lloyd Rader. And so Vera, his secretary, said, well, we've got these sick kittens. And then the next thing we gave him was the University Hospital in Oklahoma. And his secretary said, well, we had the sick kittens. Now we've got the sick mama cat.
Then, finally, if I were to say, pick a story that you really enjoy telling, I don't know if you've told it already, but just pick one out of the book here, which one would you tell?
Well, I loved all of them. Judge Bohannon integrated Oklahoma City schools, and he was maligned, and they had crosses burned on his yard and threw rocks at him and everything. And when George Nye got to be governor, the first thing he did was had him have a meeting with Judge Bohannon. Carl Albert was there. He was a classmate of Judge Bohannon's in law school at Oklahoma University. We presented the judge some plaques and bragged on him, and he was in tears. He actually cried because he said, it's been a long time since anybody has said nice things about me.
Huh. Wow.
Those are my favorite stories. When you look around for heroes, though, there are so many. What I tried to do is tell the world about some people that never had the recognition they need. I mean, E.T. Dunlap, Chancellor of Higher Education. I think that story is a great story. I had to ride a horse to high school in the sleet and snow down in the mountains in eastern Oklahoma, and then he went on to head up to all the universities of the state and make policy on higher education. All those stories are real stories of real people. Hayden Donahue is a great healer. He and Judge Bohannon are, well, most of my heroes are dead. I don't know, that maybe tell you something about me. I don't know.
Well, now you're a hero to a lot of people yourself, so you'll be included in somebody's book, I'm sure. So
I doubt that, but I enjoyed doing that book.
A Gathering of Heroes. Pick it up at your local bookstore, and thank you for sharing this with us this morning. We appreciate it, Senator.
Oh, Steve Sundries. That's where it is.
That's where it is. You got that right. This is detailed. It's wonderful reading. It's called A Gathering of Heroes. I got my book at Steve Sundry at 26th and Harvard. I guess it's going to go to other bookstores as well. But anyway, those of you who are interested in Oklahoma history, you'll find this interesting from our longest-serving now legislator in our legislature. That would be Senator Gene Stipe. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Senator, and we'll be doing more stories with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.